Happy Friday. I'm Hannah Frisch, a junior in the Radio, Television, and Digital Media Department at SIU with your WSIU Almanac. On this day, 17 years ago, The Bourne Identity came out in theaters. Locally, Marion Carnegie Library is having their Project Next Generation Creation Festival this Monday night at 7. Then on Wednesday, June 19th, the library is hosting an acting workshop. For more information, see our website. And now, since today is Friday, here's Cheryl Ernst with our astronomy feature.
Our parade of planets this month contains all of the naked eye planets, all but one of them visible between dusk and midnight. Mercury and Mars play touch and go with the two bright stars of the constellation Gemini, Castor and Pollux, throughout the month of June. These four brightish beacons stay low in the east in the hour before sunset. The two planets below or to the left of the bright stars. On the evenings of June 17th and 18th, the two planets will appear less than a moon's diameter apart. Mercury, considerably brighter than the red planet throughout the month. As June nights pass, Mars sinks a little closer to the horizon, while Mercury continues to climb night by night. On the evening of June 28th, the two planets and the two stars of Gemini lie in a line almost parallel to the western horizon, the stars to the right and the planets to the left. Saturn follows Jupiter into the sky throughout the year, rising 3 hours after sunset in early June, but only an hour after sunset at month's end. The ringed world is a bright golden ember shining to the east of the teapot-shaped constellation Sagittarius, gradually brightening throughout June. As with Jupiter, Saturn's moons can be observed with a small telescope as they wheel around this gas giant world. Unlike Jupiter, however, Saturn's rings are easily observed in their full glory. After finishing its pass by Jupiter, the full moon glides by Saturn on the night of June 17th.
And that's your June 14th WSIU Almanac. I'm Hannah Frisch, and have a good weekend.